Welcome to Aggressive Couch at AggressiveCouch.com. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And this is Aggressive Couch number 41 called Look at My Crank.
You renamed it.
Yes. And we're still on iTunes, I think, and I guess you can email us.
Yeah.
Look at the site. It's somewhere on there. Well, we were off for a week because of some stomach virus or something.
Yeah.
My toilet says hello. Yeah, it sucks when you actually have to take off when you're sick.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I actually get paid for not using my sick time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Most companies don't even do that.
Yeah, they don't even call them sick days.
Yeah, they just fire you on the spot. It's just cheaper for them to hire or fire people all the time.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into it, since we gotta do some padding, I guess. Not really padding, but this big story about the guy from San Diego who, I don't know, got a little upset because he didn't want to go through a screener.
Yeah.
But, you know, where were these people years ago were all right with, remember the whole thing after 9/11 when they had to tap everybody's phones?
Yeah.
Or I guess record everyone's phone conversations, which they do.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, we have to do it. And if you know, I'm not doing anything bad, so why should it matter?
Yeah.
Even though it's a horrible argument.
Yeah.
But now,
I mean, you know, you're not shitting out drugs in your bathroom, but do you want the government to put a camera in your toilet?
Yeah. But everyone was fine with that. And now,
yeah.
Because someone might see an image of you naked.
Yeah.
Everyone's upset. It's just crazy that we're that repressed that, you know, safety is one thing. If it's not like your image is being posted for everyone to see.
Yeah, maybe it could be.
Yeah, and be sexy. Make it sexy. But that's all it is. I mean, everyone's just upset because they might be found naked.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if someone sees you naked, that's bad, but someone blows up a few planes, let it slide.
Yeah.
Yes. More nudity, that's what I said.
More skin on HBO.
Should we stop until your hiccups clear up?
Yeah, we can. Might be a while. We're back.
Yes, the hiccup break is somewhat over. All right. I guess we should get into it.
Okay. Shouldn't we start the episode?
Yes. And stay tuned next week when we do our pre-Black Friday deals. All right.
We're gonna be if we record this next week, then it'll actually be airing after Black Friday.
Yeah. Well, we got to do it before then.
Yeah.
We could
record it next weekend and have it up on Black Friday.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, because it has to go up somewhere around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're going to be selling $1 flat screen TVs.
Yeah. They may not be flat, though.
And they may not work. But,
it might just have a drawing. Might be a piece of paper.
But we're going to cause a riot somehow.
Yeah. We could just sell my old TV sets.
Yeah. That would be a good poll to put up on the website. How many tramplings will they pay this Black Friday?
Yeah, you can put that into a post.
Yeah.
I don't know how. But it shouldn't be too difficult.
We'll have to figure it out. All right. Let's talk about pirates. Arr, matey. Shiver me timbers. All right. Well, I know we've sort of covered this before, but
yep.
This made news again. This Midwestern mom, she got hit. I don't know. I guess it went through another court, and now I think they're saying she has to pay like $1.5 million for 24 songs. So basically, they've, I don't know, like burdened her financially.
Yeah.
And apparently, they've tried to settle with her
yeah.
before and said, well, Well, if you settle for like $15,000, we'll drop all the charges against you. But they decided not to do it. So now, I guess they'll appeal again. But, you know, it's just ridiculous that, you know, they're targeting her for 24 songs.
Yeah.
And isn't it really their fault if you think about it with the lousy product they put out and basically asking people to steal it? Because why would you pay for it?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
No. I think if the RIAA's goal is to try to villainize themselves, they're doing a really good job of it.
Yeah. I also look at it, too, as it's like it's a leaky dam.
Yeah.
And it's just leaking everywhere.
Yeah.
And so they just get a little bit of putty and put it over one hole.
Mm-hmm.
While because it's really not going to deter anybody.
No.
I think it really just promotes people to do it more.
Yeah. And it really is just keep advancing the state of the art in stealing. And it's going to get to the point where it's no longer considered stealing.
Yeah.
When the majority of people no longer think it's stealing, nobody's going to give a shit. And
they've done it to themselves. I mean, granted, it's a problem. But if you don't put anything out there that's worth buying.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, there's still CDs, and, you know, I'm still the type of person, I still like to have something in my hands instead of just, you know, a file on my computer that gets deleted accidentally or something.
Well, I think all this shit's going to continue until things like Pandora take over.
Yeah.
When it gets to the point where you can listen to whatever song you want, maybe for a monthly fee like Netflix, and you can listen to any song in their library.
Yeah.
And the artists and the record labels are going to get a cut. So they're still going to be making money.
Yeah.
And when it becomes a utility, when you can go in Colorado on top of Mount Smoky or something and pick up your little phone and be, you know, jamming out to the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
You know, you can go anywhere at any time, day or night. You can be in the subway listening to music.
Yeah.
When it becomes a utility, something you can count on 100% or even 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, but why would you even need a record company at that point?
Yeah.
All you would need is just a website, and if you could.
Yeah.
The only thing, really, I think the record company has is marketing.
Yeah.
You know, they have all the money to put behind marketing, but that's slowly fading, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like advertising in magazines.
Yeah.
When's the last time you bought a magazine?
It's been a while. No, actually, a couple months ago when I went down to Texas.
Yeah? You needed something to read in the John or something?
Yeah, or on the plane. Because I mean, you know, you always hear this story, too, about, you know, books are going away. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah, e-readers are nice and everything, but it's still nice to actually have the physical property in your hand and not just that.
But I think, maybe not in our lifetimes, but I think at some point you're not going to see that anymore. I think, like I said, when it becomes 100% reliable, I think physical media is going to start going away. Maybe it won't go away totally, but it's going to be seriously punched like newspapers have been.
Yeah. And you know what happens too one day when there is no more physical media and someone accidentally erases every server in the world?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, you have to have some physical data.
I can see that happening, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people in general are, you know, naive and like, oh, that would never happen. And someone's, damn it, you let Ted into the file room again. There goes the encyclopedias.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. In English, no word between environment and frog exists anymore. Somebody erased it all.
We've lost every Justin Bieber album ever.
No!
I mean, how is that kid making money?
I think people are just desperate or bored.
Yeah. See, he is...
I honestly can't say I've listened to any of his music. So I can't really comment.
Well, he is the perfect example why the music business itself and our industry is broke because he put out like one shitty album and the kid's like raking in millions.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess some of it's from endorsements and crap like that, But that tells you how uneven that business is.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he sold maybe a couple million.
Yeah, that's the thing. Their business model is terrible.
Yeah.
And they need to either change it or, you know, grow or die.
Yeah. And they just move too slow, and mm-hmm. I guess they're dying in the process.
Yeah.
They're growing and dying at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, some things, you can't fault newspapers for trying.
Yeah.
People say newspapers were caught flat-footed. They weren't. They were trying to change. They just didn't know what direction to go in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is the first time they've lived through something like this. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not going away, but the thing with newspapers is they were trying. You can't say they weren't trying. They just, you know.
Maybe they weren't ready for the explosion to happen.
Yeah. And they didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah.
They tried, but they just didn't hit on the right idea. They still haven't.
Yeah, they were going and going, and then someone, you know, you remember when, you know, Yahoo was first around and you had some news and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was mainly just national stuff, but now you can get your local and.
Yeah.
They still have a subscription base, but.
Yeah.
You know, that eventually will go away, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that still makes you wonder, too. I mean, if that goes away, then, you know, how does that work in the future? Are you going to pay for one single site all the time? Or,
yeah.
Or why should you pay for that when you can get it for free elsewhere?
Well, it was like the Wall Street Journal tried to have that pay online thing.
Yeah.
And, there were websites that people set up specifically, you know, within like 5 minutes of it going up, you could get it for free. And they shut them all down. They opened up somewhere else, and then somebody else started doing it, and they were all over news groups.
Yeah.
It was a complete waste.
It's whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Internet whack-a-mole.
And not only that, they were charging some ridiculous fee.
Yeah.
I think advertising is going to be, it's going to be ad-based. Yeah.
But when,
it's going to have to be.
Because people aren't willing to pay. If the goes away, then mm-hmm. how do you pay your reporters then?
They will make money on the advertising that's on the website that you go to.
Yeah.
And then that's how they'll pay their reporters.
Well, how much money can that really be?
Shitloads, according to some people. Reverend Stu from Podgamer was saying, if you look at the amount of money that this one, like, it was like number 5 on the Apple iStore.
Yeah.
It was a free application, and then you could pay and get the non-ad version.
Yeah.
They said in 3 months they made over $5 million.
And Apple gets a cut of that, too.
Yeah. And that was from the ads. The non-ad version also brought in about $5 million.
Yeah.
In 3 months.
I like to say, if you want to advertise on our website, please.
We don't accept advertising unless you want. I mean, if you're going to be offering like $500 a day or something.
If it makes us money, we should accept it.
Well, for all that, I don't want to do this like a business. If I have to put in work and then we get like $5 out of it, I could get a job as a grocery bagger and make more than that.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean,
yeah, if it's going to be like $70,000 or $80,000 a month, then maybe I'll think about it.
I don't know if you want that much, then you have to pay taxes on it.
I'd pay taxes on that much money.
Yeah, that's true. So feel free to advertise with us.
Yeah.
We'll talk. As long as we have to do as little as possible when you pay us.
Yeah.
People are just clamoring.
Well, we're getting, you know, 150,000 hits per day. We'll only need about 149,999 more hits per day, and we'll be there.
We're getting there. It's just a slow walk. All right, let's move on to plugging ad revenue for our website to Danzig.
Okay, yeah, because I changed this one.
Okay.
Yeah. This segment is going to be called, wait for it to load, Famous People in the Supermarket.
Okay.
I saw a picture of Glenn Danzig walking out of a supermarket on Chunklet, and he had like a bag of groceries and a big box of cat litter. It was just so strange. And he didn't, I mean, he looks old, but he didn't look bad, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, he had a little paunch, but he always did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he looked evil. It really looked like Glenn Danzig.
Just with grayer hair?
Well, his hair was dyed black, but he didn't have any makeup, so he had some, like, wrinkles.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
Yeah.
But even so, I mean, you could tell who it was.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
Well, how old is he now?
Well, he's got to be in his 50s.
Yeah. It's funny to think of him in his 50s.
Yeah. But anyway, it just got me thinking, you know, famous people in the supermarket.
Yeah.
What would they be buying? Hey, I was just thinking, you know, like Sandra Bullock. Does she prefer, like, frozen green beans, or is she more like the canned type?
Yeah.
So,
I would say she's the fresh type.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Marky Ramone without his wig. I wonder if he goes out in public like that at all.
Probably not.
Well, how do you know, though? I mean, yeah. You probably would never know it's him. Frank, who's out with a bald head, and he's got a beard.
Yeah, no sunglasses and bald head.
Yeah, and he wears a suit. I mean, you probably wouldn't know it's him.
No.
Until he started talking or something.
Well, he just sounded like another guy from New York City.
Yeah.
What's he from, Brooklyn?
Yeah, or is Queens. He from Staten Island?
No, I don't think any of them are from Staten.
Maybe it's Queens.
I think he was... No, the original guys were from Queens. Then, I think the blonde drummer was from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I think Marky's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, I mean, any really cool...
Actually, I was wrong. Yeah, CJ's from Staten Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking, what's that other borough that's basically suburban New Jersey?
Oh, Manhattan?
No.
Manhattan. Where is it?
It's the one we don't remember.
Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Right?
No, I don't think Staten Island is a borough of New York.
I think it is.
No, I think it's just part of the extended New York. There's another thing. It's on the New Jersey side, yes. Not out toward... That's towards Connecticut. This is on the New Jersey side.
I don't remember. And you're the one that took the Mensa test.
I passed it, too. I got my card.
So now what happens?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the chicks, man. They should be here any minute.
Do you get discounts?
Yeah.
At Brian's Brain Store. Sorry, I went out of business 6 months ago.
All right, but do you think John Goodman would be kind of more of a takeout guy, or would he be sort of like, you know, TV dinner before the big game?
Oh, no, John Goodman's all takeout.
Okay.
The way you could just tell.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of beer, too.
Mm. And would Eddie Murphy like generic cereal?
No. He's okay. Strictly all Kellogg's.
Yeah. Okay, would Hitler buy organic?
Maybe, because he's a queen.
Yeah. Well, he was a vegetarian.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah.
Well, that explains everything.
Well, he was a mostly vegetarian.
Yeah.
Occasionally, he would have eggs, and sometimes he'd even have some bacon, but...
Yeah.
Other than breakfast, he was pretty much vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, like, but, someone like Rob Halford from Judas Priest.
Yeah.
I mean, every time he's... Like, if he's on TV or something in interviews...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now he's... More of a bearish type guy because he's got the bald head and
yeah. Now that he's out,
yeah, and the black beard, and he's always dressed in black.
Yeah,
well, I wonder, you know, when he's just going grocery shopping or something, if he just wears, I don't know, like a leisure suit or.
Yeah, I would imagine he would probably dress like that all the time.
Yeah,
but how about Angus Young? He would probably just wear regular clothes, I think.
Yeah. He looks bizarre, though, wearing that schoolboy outfit.
Yeah.
In his 60. What is he, like 60?
Probably 65.
Yeah. Now, if he wore it everywhere. I could kind of see him wearing it out everywhere.
Yeah.
Just because of that attitude. But, no, he's just a jeans and t-shirt type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the rest of them.
Yeah. So, anybody else?
I don't know. I really don't. I think now, because there's so much celebrity culture now.
Yeah. Well, I think there always was. I just think the internet's amped it up.
Oh, yeah. It's really amped it up. And, I mean, you can find just about anything online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think even, like, D-list celebrities now are getting followed.
I mean, you can look up, and not only that, you can just amateurs taking pictures of them on the beach and putting it on YouTube or Flickr, uFlickr.
Yeah.
FlickrTube.
And there's other sites that they just put pictures of normal people up on.
Yeah.
And they, like, comment on them. And,
what, the people of Walmart?
Yeah, things like that. And well, that's, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you would classify that under.
I'm telling you, you can get a lot of great softcore on Flickr. Just type in softcore and boudoir. You just have to learn how to spell it.
Would the people of Walmart's site count as a nature site?
Can we tag them and study their migration patterns? Oh, he's over in the sports section.
I mean, you know, it's sociology, yeah. But
E4 is in the checkout line.
But it really is. I would say that people at Walmart could be counted as an educational site.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might sound insulting, but come on.
It's realistic.
I mean, just keeping it real. All right, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
No.
All right. Well, since daylight savings time has passed, and we're living in the past, an hour behind to be exact, how did you spend your extra hour on daylight savings time?
Can you go first?
Yes.
I need to find my list.
Well, as usual, I wasted that extra hour. I tell you, every time it comes, it's funny, every time it comes around, I kind of get excited because, like, all right, I got an extra hour. But I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not going to do anything really different. Basically, mm-hmm. It just means I might drink a little more because you get an extra hour of drinking.
I basically just slept in like everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, like normal people.
And it's still, when you get up in the morning, it's kind of cool when you're like, hey, it's only 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock. I still get that feeling.
Yeah. Well, I'm still getting that feeling now. It's been like a week or two.
Yeah. It's amazing, too, when you go to an hour ahead,
yeah.
How much your attitude changes. It's like someone has stolen something from you. Like,
I don't know. I like it.
I
consider it's like investing money in a 401k. I don't mind making that investment because I know the payoff's going to be worth it.
Yeah, but it should be like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, not a Saturday.
I know. Yeah, it should be like at around like 11 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's 2 o'clock already.
Yeah, and give you an extra hour, like 5 o'clock twice on Friday. Well, I could lead to fatalities.
I know when they turn the clocks back, the bars don't get an extra hour.
Yeah.
So when it hits 2, even though it's 1, they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bullshit. You think they'd demand to stay open. I mean, that's an extra hour of business.
Yeah.
Rat bastards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Well, it's better than drinking gasoline.
Yeah. Did you do it so you didn't do anything at all?
No, like I said, I slept in.
Whatever. You ruined this bit.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Taxes?
Yes, alternative taxes. You keep hearing about this alternative minimum taxes. So I was thinking of other alternative taxes that the government could use to raise money.
Okay.
Like, funding the Iraq war with a bake sale.
Okay.
So did you have any, or should I just blab for a few minutes?
No, I do have some. And at first when you said alternative taxes, I thought you meant, like, sexually, but I realized you weren't talking about alternative lifestyles. The first one is obvious, which is pot.
Yeah.
Why isn't that legal yet? Come on. You're just asking for it.
Yeah.
Maybe it calms some those tea party people down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smoke those teas. And I was going to say, I have here, the government should start making porno movies.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You could, the parties could do that. They could fund their campaigns.
Yeah.
And you can make pornography targeted towards your, you know, to your constituents.
Yeah, it'd be like that Jesus porn.
Yeah. We're going to make a hardcore porno movie without the porn.
No, it's a hardcore porno movie, and then they find Christ at the end of it.
Oh my God, Christ is doing a reverse gangbang. Well, there are programs where if you're religious, you can get it to edit the pictures how you want.
Yeah.
Like some religions don't want to, you can't see. Basically, you just cut up the picture. It's like, really? What's the point? Why go through all that effort?
Yeah.
You just look at a Sears catalog or something if it bothers you that much.
Yeah. So I was thinking Obama could give horsey rides.
Yeah.
You know, out in the Oval Garden or whatever.
That seems a tinge racist, doesn't it?
What?
You know it would turn into that.
What? Well... they could sell stuff from the Smithsonian.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, we got this right flyer. It's mounted on a really big rope and it'd be like those little planes you had on strings.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be a statute of limitations. I mean, how long do you need to...
Yeah, here we go. We got the original signed copy of the Constitution.
Why not?
Sure.
You and your friends can sign the Constitution.
Yeah, the original copy. Let's see. We could have, like, for death row inmates, we could have, like, 3 shots for $1 for the firing squad. I mean, that could work out. We could convert obsolete military equipment into those rides out in front of the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Get like a Sherman tank you put in a quarter. I mean, I would ride that personally, you know. Of course, you could have a DC theme park.
Yeah.
And put a water slide in Congress.
I mean, really, what's the point of having an airplane graveyard?
Yeah.
I mean, take all that scrap metal and convert it to something.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes they do take planes out of storage and start reusing them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll take them and use them as tow targets and things. But yeah, by and large, they should probably just scrap them all.
I mean, why take
You could buy new aircraft for less than what it costs to store all that 10 to 1.
Yeah, but a lot of those are keeping. They're from the 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what are you going to do with a P-49?
Well, actually, they can sell a lot of the World War One or World War II aircraft. That commands big bucks for some reason.
Yeah.
And you better hurry up and sell them, because once those guys are all dead, nobody will really want them anymore. It'll be just like Packards.
Yeah.
Packards used to go for like $200,000. Now they're like $50,000.
Yes. Now, I kind of get it. If you're selling a fleet of P-49s to, say, Iran or something, and say,
yeah.
Oh, yes, this is modern equipment.
Well, it's better than what we sold them during Iran-Contra. And I was also thinking National Mall. Why don't we take that literally? We could open a Bon-Ton, put a video arcade in the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
You know, when you tilt the ball, Lincoln slaps you in the face.
Will there ever be a day, you think, where we get so desperate that they will be running ads on the Washington Monument?
Probably. Yeah, I didn't have that idea. It's, contract the Army Corps of Engineers as general contractors.
Yeah.
Just building subdivisions and things.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's like, well, we're fixing up that levee, and then, you know, we got to go and help this bridge, and then we're installing a new bathroom. they could replace all the Hummers with used Ford Rangers and S10 pickups. Convert the aircraft carriers to luxury cruise liners.
Yeah.
I mean, not much for luxury, but it has a hell of a sun deck.
Yeah.
I just keep launching aircraft while people are sitting out there.
We lost somebody else off the deck.
Oh, damn it. Well, we're not going back for them. The other thing, they could lease C-SPAN to Larry Flint.
Yeah. Who is watching C-SPAN?
I don't know. Too hot for C-SPAN. Was that The Onion that did that, I think?
The only reason C-SPAN is still around and the only ratings they get is because everybody in Washington has it on.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's like an easy listening station. The only reason they still get ratings and they're still on the air because they're in stores.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah, does anyone listen to Warm 103 for by choice?
No. You know, I went into a dollar store to get some birthday supplies.
Yeah.
And I don't know
what... Why, you saw the guy from Warm 103 working the register?
No, but it was funny because they had, like, Twisted Sister blaring. And it's just funny because I was checking out, and the woman that's working the register, she's, like, singing along to it. And there's, like, an 80-year-old woman right behind me.
What song was it, anyway?
Oh, you know, we're not going to take it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have any other songs.
Yeah. No, they had
another. Not counting that one. They didn't even have that.
Yeah. We're going to rock, right?
Yeah, or You're Going to Burn in Hell.
Yeah. I also said to have here the government could open daycare centers around the nation.
Yeah.
It's good business, isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, each state has a capital, and there's plenty of rooms in those things.
Yeah.
Make it happen. And then you could sell pot in the gift shop.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it works out. I wonder if there will be a day, though, there will be ads on those things. Tim Lincoln Memorial, brought to you by Microsoft. It'll happen. Have you seen the proposed pictures they want to put on cigarettes?
No.
They want to put pictures now of, like, dying babies, mm-hmm. and, like, people smoking through trachs.
Yeah.
And, like, these horrible pictures on the pack of cigarettes so people stop smoking.
I don't think it's going to work.
No,
I think everybody knows. The people who are living in denial, frankly, they deserve to die. Everybody who has any common sense knows that smoking kills.
Yeah.
It's worse than pot. I mean...
Well, when I heard that, the first thing I thought of was this Dennis Leary joke when he said, you could have a cigarette called Tumors that came in a black box with a skull and crossbones, and smokers would be still light up around the corner saying, I bet you get a tumor as soon as you smoke this thing. All right, let's talk about Jerk Face.
Okay, Jerk Face from Ohio.
Yes.
Or is he from Ohio?
No, I don't know. I just... I have this entitled Jerk Face Party just because, I don't know, Mitch O'Connell, he made this quote, well, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something along the lines of, if we don't have a Republican president, we can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know everyone is saying, oh, yes, we voted change in.
Yeah.
But really, this is the same party that got us to the place that we're at.
Yeah.
So it's basically, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if you really want change, you have to vote in the primaries.
Yeah. But still, no one calls anyone out on their bullshit because this is the same party who was complaining, well, because there's a Democratic president and a Democratic this and that. You know, it's not right. It shouldn't be that way. Then he's saying the exact thing now.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. And I'm actually glad that I didn't vote this time.
I did, with a kind of a helpless, defeatist attitude.
Well, it's just, I hate the people that say, well, I'm gonna vote because I'm going to get these people out, which is a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Because
again, I voted against the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
But it's, nothing's going to happen until you actually have a third party.
Yeah. And for that to happen, we're going to have to change the election laws, which would require an amendment to the Constitution, which I would support. We need to have more than just two parties.
Yeah. Because the Tea Party doesn't really count.
No.
To me, anyway. Because they're just basically more conservative Republicans.
Yeah.
Like, you really need that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people are going to get pissed off, too, once you get past this whole spending thing. And
They say, even I read today, only, you know, very few people are actually concerned about the deficit. Most people are more concerned with the economy.
Yeah.
Even though they're concerned about the deficit,
yeah,
they're really concerned about the economy.
Yeah.
And even if they are concerned about the deficit, they think it's because it's going to eventually hurt the economy.
Yeah.
And I suppose it would, but we've covered this before. The time to talk about deficit is when the economy is doing well.
Yeah.
I mean, you cut spending, that puts people out of work, okay? It's not what we need right now.
I really just think we're just in an ass-fucking time.
Yeah.
Where everything is, you know, everything is changing. I mean, the economy itself has changed, and,
yeah,
you know, we're not this powerhouse anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I guess we still have, you know, clout and stuff, but...
Yeah, I mean, we are the biggest world power, but we're no longer a superpower.
Yeah, because, you know, our Chinese overlords or debt collectors, as I want to call them.
Well, that's the thing. United States, if they try to, like, foreclose on the White House, all we got to do is print up a shitload of paper money and say, oh, here you go, here's your $70 trillion that we ran out. By the way, it's completely worthless.
Yeah.
The paper it's printed on is worth more than the dollar.
When I see that, that's just more of, you know, like a...
Well, it's an awful lot of racism and xenophobia.
But that's more like a pissing match.
Yeah.
Between the countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, China, I guess, has sort of taken us over in the sense that... No, they have. I mean, think how much stuff we buy from China.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a literal takeover, but they pretty much got us by the balls.
Yeah.
And, you know, the time in the 90s...
But
when
the thing is we did that to ourselves. We could have... Remember, it was the Republicans that gave them most favored nation status.
Yeah.
And that's when this stuff really started to come over.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the early 90s, Walmart, when they were pushing, you know, Buy American, all the stuff they were selling was Chinese junk.
Yeah. But ultimately, who was buying it?
Yeah, I mean, it is our own fault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, this stuff, too, now that you read, there's, like, lead, they're finding lead in place. Well, what do you expect?
Yeah.
There's, like, no regulations over there.
Yeah.
I mean, we do it to ourselves, and then we sit around like, duh, let's have a hearing, because we didn't know this was going on. I mean, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you build something with shoddy materials, eventually it's going to...
Yeah.
It's like that contractor you hired. Sure, it looks like drywall, but it's probably paper mache.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Hey, at least we're honest about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to movies.
Okay. Movies that need sequels and movies that don't need sequels.
Okay.
And I guess movies that shouldn't have had sequels, but that's probably been beaten to death.
Yeah, you can't... I don't think we should get into that because...
We'll be here all day.
Yeah.
Turtles 2.
Crow 2. We're looking in your direction.
Okay, so movies that need sequels. I was definitely thinking Fear of a Black Hat.
Okay.
It's like, oh, man, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
And I even had one great idea, which would be really sick, but kind of a play on Freddie Mercury. You could have just the singer, you know, the one that's always having sex everywhere. And he's looked real emaciated and pale, with, like, lesions and stuff. Do I look like I'm dying of AIDS? That would be mean. Well, I would do it if it was my film. I'd base the whole movie around that.
Well, you'd have to call it the story of Eazy-E, then.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what happened to him.
Yeah, but I was, again, that would be more like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
That exact quote came from Freddie Mercury. And it's like, yes, you do. then, he, like, a year later, he did. Wow.
I have one here, Heartbreak Ridge.
Never seen that.
It's a Clint Eastwood movie, and it was made in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was about is he plays this old, hardened Marine. He's getting close to retirement, or mm-hmm. he should retire, and he's in the modern military.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's somewhat, like, ridiculous, but it's just a decent movie overall. And, you know, they bring him and assign him with these fucked up, you know, this fucked up regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the one guy's, like, strictly by the books. You know, he's a college boy, and he hasn't fought in any battles, and he has, of course. And there's a part in the movie where they're getting ready. They're being called up for this drill. You know, it's an emergency exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And the commanding officer shows up. He's like, "So what do you think of this?" He's like, "I think it's a goddamn clusterfuck." He's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, I gotta fill in paperwork and request forms for fucking equipment that my men should have." It's like, "Duly noted, sir." But it'd almost be interesting to see that movie again, like 20 years later.
Yeah.
Of course, Clint Eastwood would be like in his 70s at that point. I'm not sure where he would go with it, but I'm not sure why he'd still be in the military.
Because it can't cut it in civilian life. That's what my dad said. My dad was in the Army. He wasn't real popular with some people.
Then I also have... this wouldn't actually work, but I put it down, The Ref.
Yeah.
And it's a great Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. I guess somewhat modern Christmas movie. But, you know, it's got great quotes in it. Like, if you know, the next time you're feeling gonna appreciate it, why don't you crawl on a cross and you can nail yourself to it? You know, it's things like that. And, you know, your husband's not dead, lady. He's hiding. But in the ending of that movie, they get him off and, you know, the safety or whatever from the police.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see that movie. You know, it would probably fail, but it would be good to see what would happen, you know, 15 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do the whole thing again. Actually, that probably would happen. Oh, no, look who's in trouble again.
Yeah. Well, frequently, that's all it is.
Yeah. But then that falls into the category of you should never make a sequel from that movie because it's just it's one of those movies that just happens to hit it on the right note. And it's it's good.
I was thinking Clue does not need a sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a remake. I couldn't really see that working. One thing is I could see not necessarily sequels with the same character, but different movies called Clue that had different setups and different characters.
Yeah.
Maybe different people. You know, Colonel Mustard, but played by somebody else, and it's a completely different character.
Yeah.
And you have a whole string of different movies with different setups and different time periods.
Yeah.
And it's different each time. I could see that working.
Yeah.
But, why are they remaking that? Or are they still remaking it?
No, I'm not sure if they're I think it's, like, in development.
Yeah.
I mean, they're remaking the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of room for improvement there. But the whole point of the thing was that it wasn't very good.
Yeah. Well, that's what works. That's one of those movies that, you know, its shortcomings worked for it.
Yeah. They made a sequel for that one.
I know.
Nobody watched it.
It's terrible.
And the original wasn't very good, so that's saying something.
Yeah. But it still holds up on its own. It's not that bad of a movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
it copies its inspiration pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, at times it really does seem like, I mean, it's a 70s take on a bad 50s monster movie.
Yeah.
It really is.
But it works for it.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. It works for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one here, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Once again, it would be kind of pointless, because I'm not sure where you would even go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, would he come back to play golf and who knows? And I'm actually surprised that he hasn't made a sequel to that.
Yeah.
But I'll give him at least some credit for not milking everything that he's done.
Yeah. One thing I would like to give credit to, even though it was bad contracts and bad business decisions, but there was never a sequel to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good... Because that film, it really wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
Looking back at it now. But even so, they didn't... It was because of the contracts they signed, they couldn't just milk it and milk it and milk it.
Yeah.
But I think it was better that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the film and there it is and that's it.
Yeah. I think the problem I had with that movie was the main character is very annoying. Roger Rabbit.
He wasn't annoying if you hadn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah. But I think as you get older, you watch that. It's like, God, you wish he would just get off the screen.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, it is a fascinating concept, and mm-hmm. it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, Christopher Lloyd, he plays a pretty good... Oh, he's kind of...
I think he was just being himself.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about... I mean, you can imagine being someone taking their little kid to that. He's, like, taking their cartoons and putting them in acid.
Yeah.
It's a pretty dark concept, really.
Yeah. I mean, I can remember that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a whole year and 6 months, 7 months younger than you.
I can't even remember what year that movie came out.
88, 89.
Is it that old?
No, it might have been 90 or 91.
Yeah.
Wait, I couldn't have been it. I was in middle school.
Yeah, maybe.
So that would have 87, 88, or 89, maybe 90.
Wow, it's hard to believe that movie is that old. I mean, Back to the Future is 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you it's at least 20 plus years. Because I think that was at least first. Yeah, because that was like 1985.
Yeah.
So I'd say, I don't know, 22 or 24 of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I have here is, I'm not sure why I picked this one. But I said
Debbie does Dallas.
Unfaithful.
Okay.
And the main reason for that is just the way it ends. It's one of those movies that ends where... I guess you're supposed to decide
mm-hmm.
or play it out on how it could end. Because what happens is this chick has an affair with this guy, and the husband finds out,
mm-hmm.
and the husband winds up killing the guy.
Yeah.
Then he has to get rid of the body and stuff. And then the wife, she finds out that he killed him. But then at the end, they're like at a stoplight, and they're in the car.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, well, are they going to go to the police station, or are they just... gonna live with it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can make a sequel from that, too.
I think that would kind of ruin it, though.
Yeah, it does, but it could be interesting, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can put a zombie twist on it. Don't you want to be... Why are you having an affair with this zombie?
He stinks like shit. And every time he comes over, I find flecks of dead flesh in the carpet. You know how much it costs to have a carpet professionally cleaned?
But if you went into the list of movies that you shouldn't make sequels, there would be plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Or gritty reboots.
Well, that's different.
Or a modern retelling. All right. How are we doing on time?
Yeah, like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Plus our minute or two of hiccuping.
Cool. Anyway, we're going to call this Shouldn't You Be Embarrassed? And right after the Prop 19, or 2 days after Prop 19 fizzled in California,
mm-hmm.
this big marijuana bust was made. So the question is, was the bust planned?
Yeah.
For, you know, afterwards. But granted, you could say, well, yeah, they found this, I guess they found a tunnel somewhere in, like, San Diego going into Mexico.
Yeah.
And they found something like two or four tons of pot.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm saying is maybe they should be embarrassed is that, well, there's 4 tons of pot that you could have sold.
Yeah.
And taxed. And, you wouldn't have to pay the police all that time and in the investigation just into something like that.
Yeah.
So should California be embarrassed?
Yeah. Well, definitely. And the whole war on drugs is completely wrong. I mean, I don't know if legalization is right. I just know that what we're doing now is wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a middle ground. Legalize some things, not legalize others. Maybe focus on rehab instead of prison time.
Yeah.
And, even that would save us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because rehab is very ineffective, but putting people in prison is even less effective.
Yeah.
And it costs a lot less money to put somebody in rehab. It's that simple.
I think you definitely would need a middle ground, because I don't think you'd want smack.
Yeah.
To be like meth. That's all you need.
Well, that's the thing. As soon as you legalize pot, a lot of people are going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's the dangerous allure of it. But there again, I think more people started drinking after it was legalized. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, but they did.
Yeah.
Because it was easy to get, and crime went down like 300% too.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have people fighting over it. It was just readily available.
Yeah.
And there might be some drop off at first.
Yeah.
But then I think you'd pick up new customers too.
Yeah.
Because there's safer ways to do it too. You don't even have to smoke it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people use like vaporizers and you don't have to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I just, when I read that, I had to laugh. It's like, what? It's like, look at all that money you're wasting.
Yeah. You're having such a big budget crisis out there because of Arnold.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know he used to smoke it. Why don't they legalize it?
Yeah. And then his son got busted, too, at some party with all this weed or something.
Yeah.
If it was legal, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, why can't these people just drink or sniff glue like we did when we were their age?
Yeah. Well, this is the reason that it got voted down is because more conservative voters showed up, and I guess they're going to try again in 2012 when they think they can pass it.
Yeah, because the thing is there was, when I went to vote this time, there was nobody there.
Yeah. Well, there usually isn't. I mean, for the Senate races.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you have the people.
And a lot of it's true. You know, the Democrats were just bored. They didn't really like most of the watered-down legislation that they got.
But, I mean, voting just for something, well, this is going to not really. I just haven't been impressed. I think I just need a third party.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing. I think we could also use term limits, but I'm really ambivalent about that. There's good things and there's bad things about it. I mean, it solves some problems, but I think it introduces a lot more.
Yeah. There should be maybe an age limit.
Well, I don't think there should necessarily be an age limit. I think...
Well, if you got a guy that's been...
Maybe there should be something like you can't run consecutively.
Yeah. But if you have a guy... Because there's some senators, he's like in his 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that guy really doing?
Yeah.
Like...
And also something, I think there should be term limits in the Supreme Court as well.
Yeah.
But it should be like, you know, 40 or 50 years or something.
Yeah. And people that sit on, you know, the technology chairs and things like that, they should not be
allowed to be Republican. And the people on, like, the climate change board should not be allowed to be Republican.
Or they should not at least know a little bit about what you're talking about instead of a series of tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that makes me laugh. All right, let's move on to the random stuff.
Okay.
Sexy monkeys. All right, I can start. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, because I don't have any.
Oh, okay. Did you know in Tokyo, there's a machine now that will make recommendations for you for the drink, like a vending machine?
Yeah.
For you, sir, a canned coffee, and for the madam, perhaps a nice cold tea.
Yeah.
Now let me electrocute myself. A new Japanese canned drink vending machine uses facial recognition technology to recommend drinks based on a customer's age and gender. And sales have tripled over those from regular vending machines as a result.
I think it's just a novelty.
Yeah. A novelty, or is it because people are just stupid?
Hey, you've never read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, have you?
No.
Where they have the drink machine that this, you ask it for tea and it dispenses a drink that tastes almost but not quite entirely unlike tea.
Yeah.
No matter what you ask it for, it doesn't. You say tea or coffee, and no matter what you ask it for, it gives you the same thing, and it scans your own taste buds and comes up with a drink that you will find most delicious. But I mean, it just tastes like flavored water.
Yeah.
You know, just like slightly sugary brown water.
But, so if you go to Tokyo, you can use those.
Yeah, along with the replicants.
Yes. Well, supposedly there is, Coke has a fountain machine, I don't know, out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing tests on that. It's one machine, and it can dispense 100 different drinks.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any around here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's, I don't know, somewhere they're testing it.
Yeah. It's like that theme park that's in the desert, yeah, that's underground, that you have to, like, open this door.
The vault. Are you looking for an AK-47, Dave?
No, I sold mine.
Oh. Well, if you go to Central Florida, a dealership is trying to drum up business, is offering an unusual perk for potential used truck buyers, a free AK-47 assault rifle. General Sales Manager Nick Giannata says that since the promotion was announced on Veterans Day, business has more than doubled at Nation Trucks in Sanford. Customers would have to pass a background check before using the $400 gun shop voucher. They also have the option of using the money towards other firearms.
Yeah.
Or they can request a check in the amount instead. But once again, they're failing because this gets me all excited that they're just giving them away, but you got to go through this background check.
Yeah, and it's you can't sell an AK-47 for $400. That's the exact same gun that I had.
Yeah.
It's an assault rifle, yeah, but, I mean, it's like the worst made AK ever.
Yeah.
Their shotgun is really good.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy, you can buy the, I can't even remember the name of it now, but they make a 12-gauge semi-automatic that looks like an AK-47. That thing is awesome. Because yeah, it doesn't have to be accurate.
Yeah.
And it has the chrome-lined barrel and everything, just like a real AK, I think.
See, I would never go to any place so that's, like, offering me anything to buy a truck.
Yeah.
So maybe, like,
nothing is free.
Yeah. You're paying for it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yes. And, Kiev, there's a,
chicken?
Yes. There are, in the Ukraine, because there's this is a third party that we need here, brazenly provocative, the bare-breasted young women of Femen are becoming eye-catching. If unsolicited, fixture of Ukraine's political scene. And a hoostool of Femen's, it's funny that it's called Femen's and not Siemens. Spiky-haired 26-year-old leader says that she commands a small army 300 mainly student activists ready to peel off in public to support Ukraine's women's rights. As the group broadens its activities to embrace wider causes, she says Finnan is underrated, is undeterred by increased police action. We plan more protests this year. So that's a great party to get behind them.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, they just show up and start taking their tops off.
Yeah.
Thank God. Take that, Russia. And, I don't know. The only other thing I have here is that this deal between Comcast and Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some kind of antitrust thing going on.
So, okay.
As they do all their pandering, why don't you just make it one company so entertainment will be even more shittier?
Yeah. I did want to add, if anybody has an RX-7 they'd let go cheap, like for free, you can contact me at the show.
Yeah.
I'd prefer an 85 or older.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm asking for a lot. I've seen them sell for like $300-$400, so it doesn't have to have an engine or a transmission, but I would like it if it at least has a rear end in it so I could have it towed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's kind of hard. I had to get a forklift and take it home.
And I like to say the NFL Network is still on the air. I don't know how it manages it, but it still is. Yeah, apparently, they've taken G4 off DirecTV.
Yeah.
But the NFL Network is still there. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, G4. I remember what that was.
Yeah.
It was that network that I was supposed to like, and every time I watch it, it's like, this sucks cock.
Yeah, it was terrible because it was turning, I guess, trying to turn into, like, a Spike TV for the younger male.
Yeah.
The question I have is, who wants to watch Cops?
Yeah.
I don't know who did their programming, but it was terrible. Because I'm serious. They would have Cops. And
yeah.
I'm a man, and I always hated Cops.
Yeah.
But yet they're showing reruns of it, or, like, Camp.
It was, like, the original reality show after Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. I know it ran for the longest time.
Yeah, I think it's still on, isn't it?
No, I think they actually canceled it finally.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Actually, I worked with a guy, this is a long, years ago, and he loved that show.
Was that the guy who said there's a robot in the NFL?
No, that was somebody
else. Okay.
I like talking to that guy, though. He was, like, nuts. But he had, like, the coolest conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And his inflection, like, the way that he spoke, it was awesome. It, yes, one day someone's going to come out and prove that there is a robot playing in the NFL. You talk like that, too. I'm no shitting you, man. There's going to be a robot playing in the NFL.
God. Was the 40-year-old virgin based on that guy?
I don't know, but if there is a robot playing in the NFL, I demand that robot take over that network and destroy it. That would be cool. Oh, no. The NFL had a robot in it.
Hell, Skynet, no.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. AggressiveCouch.com. We'll see you next time on the couch.